Faith is not automatically transmitted to the human heart, but must always be announced, and to be effective, it must begin with a heart that believes, hopes, and loves. This was Pope Benedict XVI's message to the bishops, clergy, religious, and laity of his diocese yesterday evening, gathered together in the Basilica of St. John Lateran for the annual convention of the Diocese of Rome. Ira McCarthy reports.
Monday evening in St. John Lateran's Basilica, Pope Benedict XVI called on the priests, parents, and catechists of his diocese to launch a new evangelization, to transmit a living faith to the future generations of Romans and create a community of believers in the Eternal City, where the gospel is not only lived, but put into practice.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, con animo grato al Signore.
Drawing from the Acts of the Apostles, the Pope began by noting that Peter's proclamation of the good news was not confined to a simple listing of facts, but that the people of Jerusalem, on hearing his words, were, through the grace of God, cut to the heart. Pope Benedict then called on the pastoral workers of his diocese to embrace the need for a new proclamation, a new evangelization. He said, "The Church, each one of us, must bring this good news to the world, which should resonate again in the regions of ancient Christian tradition."
Questo annuncio deve risuonare nuovamente nelle regioni di antica tradizione cristiana.
The Holy Father recalled how his predecessor, Blessed Pope John Paul II, spoke of the need for a new evangelization aimed at those who, despite having already heard of the faith, do not appreciate or moreover no longer recognize the beauty of Christianity. Indeed, they sometimes even consider it an obstacle to happiness. Pope Benedict noted that if people forget God, it is also because the person of Jesus is often reduced to that of a wise man, and his divinity weakened, if not denied. This way of thinking, he said, prevents people from grasping the radical novelty of Christianity. Therefore, the commitment to a renewed season of evangelization, which is the task not only of some but of all members of the Church, must grow.
Ma chi è il messaggero di questo rito annuncio?
The Holy Father told those gathered that all baptized are called to be messengers of the gospel in today's world, but that above all parents have a duty to seek baptism for their children. The Pope also spoke of the formation of children and teenagers, the need to help them understand and mature in their faith, but also experience prayer, charity and solidarity. But the words of faith risk becoming mute, he concluded, if they do not find a community that puts them into practice, rendering them alive and attractive as a real life experience. To this end, Pope Benedict XVI said, the world of the parish oratory, summer camps and small experiences of being service to others are of precious help to adolescents on their Christian journey. Finally, Pope Benedict XVI encouraged all those committed in these fields to help others discover the gospel not as a utopia, but as the full and real form of human existence.
Grazie per la vostra attenzione.
I'm Eimear McCarthy.